Welcome in, high school basketball fans, to another exciting season of live George Ranch High School men's varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Head coach Charlie Jones has a potent mix of upperclassmen and newcomers that has already established itself as a team that will contend for the top spot in District 23-6A and will make a deep run in the UIL playoffs. George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio is proudly brought to you by the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDS, Camp Logan Cement Works, and Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's men's varsity basketball game.
All right, thanks, Michelle Fisher, and welcome in, everybody, to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. The Katy Tigers have made their way down Highway 99 to George Ranch tonight.
Welcome in, high school basketball fans, to another exciting...
And we'll be bringing you that ball game as soon as the JV game wraps up here. It's George Ranch 47 and the Katy Tigers 37 with about 5 minutes left in the JVA game played right before the varsity contest. Katy Tigers are here, as we told you, and they bring in their 6-9 record overall and a 1-0 record in 19-6A play. They beat Seven Lakes on November 30th, 67-41, to capture that first district game of the year. George Ranch is about a week away from theirs. As a matter of fact, exactly a week away from theirs. On December 18th, they travel down to Clute to play Brazoswood, and they open their 23-6A season for another year under the head coaching eye of Charlie Jones. That roar you heard was a slam dunk by one of the George Ranch Longhorns, and he's going to get another round of applause for that jam. That put George Ranch up by 13, 50-37 in the JV game immediately before this varsity club. We'll talk a little bit more about both of these teams. We got interviews with Danny Russell, an interview with Charlie Jones, and we'll have starting lineups and the opening tip. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunton Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thank you, Brett Dolan, back at George Ranch High School. Just about 4 minutes left in the JV game. George Ranch 50 and the Katy Tigers 37. The varsity version of the Katy Tigers coming up here in just about 15 minutes or so with the end of this game and then some pregame warm-ups by the big guys tonight. As we told you when we opened the show, Katy is in 19-6A, and they're with Seven Lakes, Cinco Ranch, Katy Taylor, Maid Creek, Morton Ranch, and Tompkins High School. And at least looking at this year's non-district schedule, or non-district record, rather, Cinco Ranch is 12-2, Maid Creek 10-6, Morton Ranch is 13-3, and we told you Katy Tigers came in at 6-9, having played the only district game so far. Katy beat Seven Lakes 67-41 a couple weeks ago. We had a opportunity to sit down with Danny Russell and talk to him about play in 19-6A, play in Greater Houston, and talked about his club and what he expects out of George Ranch tonight. It was a very enjoyable interview for us, first time meeting Danny Russell, so we want to bring that one to you right now. Here's Coach Russell. All right, the interview portion of our pregame show tips off with the Katy Tigers head coach, Danny Russell. First of all, welcome in.
How you doing? Appreciate you having us.
We're doing good. First of all, we always like to find out from coaches from other districts their opinion of their own district. I know you've just started out with district play, but what's your opinion of 19-6A this year?
That's a great question. You know, going into my seventh year here, we've seen really 19-6A has evolved a lot. We've seen some really good players come out of here the last few years. You know, thinking back to the J.J. Chandler and J.R. Adams, the Cinco Ranch run, the kids that Tompkins had last year with Jamal Bienemy, those kind of guys. This year kind of serves a little bit different look, where a lot of those guys have been the district 3 and 4 year varsity players that graduated, so a lot of teams have kind of reloaded. I think the biggest change is obviously Straight Jesuit leaving our district and coming into y'all's district. And so going from 18 to 17 right off the top changes the dynamics there. It'll be interesting to see. I think obviously, you know, Morton Ranch and what Morton Ranch has, you know, talent-wise right now, just really a lot of good players. But we'll be interested to see how things shake out. I think there's a lot of teams that are going to be pretty competitive. And when it comes to district play, it seems like it's always one or two bounces here or there from a win or a loss, and then that can really sculpt the rest of the district.
And, gee, when you talk about when you branch out a little bit and talk about high school basketball in Greater Houston, it's some of the best in the state.
Yeah, I think so. You know, from a talent perspective, I spent 8 years in Tyler, and so our district was South Dallas, and we saw some really good players in that South Dallas district with DeSoto, and Mesquite was really rolling at the time, and definitely a lot of talent in the Dallas and Houston and Texas in general. But, you know, coming to Houston, I think there's a much more concentrated area of talent, and you see so many people here, and being such a large city, one of the largest in the nation, and basketball is a really strong culture here in Houston, and it's been exciting to see. But, you know, you look up every year, the amount of players that are sent to high major colleges and junior colleges, and there's no doubt that there's talent here in Houston.
So bringing it back down to your club, what stands out for you in this year's club?
You know, I think we're still learning ourselves, you know, that's a little bit different answer to that question, you know, from week to week. But we've got a good group of kids that are willing to learn right now and really listening. I think we have kids that are wanting to improve, and we're seeing improvement. They're willing to take their coaching. They want to listen and say, how can we do things better, and then apply that. We've got several young guys that we're playing with right now. You know, we've got a freshman that started probably 4 or 5 games for us. And, you know, that's a big learning curve. We got a sophomore playing a lot of minutes. And we've got some seniors here that really haven't been in a position until now to really lead and mold those young guys. And so that's been a learning process for both the leaders and the followers in that situation. But it's been a lot of fun watching this group evolve. I mean, we've had an opportunity to go to some tournaments and play. I feel like our schedule has been the best that we've scheduled in 7 years here. And through just about every one of those games, we learned something. Wins and losses, we've learned something. And it's fun seeing it come together. It's going to be really fun in district to see how it plays out.
And when you look across the scorers table to George Ranch, what are you expecting from them?
I'll tell you what, man, this is going to be a fun game tonight. With them coming in, you know, I think one loss right now, they have some kids that can really score. You know, the Thomason kid, 21 there, he's going to be really hard to stay in front of, and he can play. And, you know, the Dean kid, I think 23 is his number. That kid can fill it up. We've seen him get high before. You know, he came over, I think, from Cinco, and was a good player there, and I think he's really coming to his own here. Those two guys are going to give us a handful. And the athleticism, you know, I watched them play last year, came and scouted a game against Straight Jesuit, and I thought, man, immediately, there's a lot of athletes on the floor for George Ranch. And that's going to be good for us. We want to play this game. We feel like it's going to be a real good indicator to, you know, maybe what May Creek's going to bring a little bit on Friday. And then the type of athlete we'll see against Morton Ranch. So, for us, it's a great game. And we're expecting it to be a pretty difficult one because George Ranch has a good team. I think they're the hottest in Houston right now, personally.
Coach, we're glad you stopped by. Good luck tonight.
I appreciate it. And appreciate you guys having us out.
No problem.
Thank you.
That was Danny Russell, the head coach of the Katy Tigers. A very enjoyable interview for us, and I hope you fans liked it. A lot of good insight on 19-6A basketball in Houston, basketball in Texas, and what he expects out of George Ranch tonight as well. When we come back, we'll have our interview with Charlie Jones and talk a little bit about the George Ranch Longhorns. You're listening to Live George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Hi-yaw! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at CampLoganCement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor. Thank you, ladies, back at Longhorns Gym, George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. The Katy Tigers are here for a non-district basketball game with George Ranch. Longhorns are 10-1 on the season and on top of the district as far as non-district play goes. Dawson is next at 10-4. Pearland and A-Leaf Hastings at 8-5. 6-4 Brazoswood. 7-6 Taylor, Straight Jesuit 7-7, and then A-Leaf Elsick 2-7. George Ranch was to play last Friday night. They didn't get washed out. They got kind of it was a perfect storm, pardon the pun, of things that they were trying to do. The game was set for 7 o'clock, impending bad weather, so they dumped the freshman and JV game and was going to start the varsity game at 4:30 and beat the weather a little bit, but they couldn't get the referees here in time. And they were playing the Foster Falcons, and the Falcons couldn't reschedule because they had that UIL tournament football game on Saturday. So it just didn't work out. They didn't play the Foster Falcons, aren't going to play the Falcons at all. That game will not be rescheduled. So this is the next one with the Katy Tigers. As always, we had our chance to talk to Charlie Jones. All right, it's our nightly sit-down with Charlie Jones. We were just talking off-air about the game that got scrapped the other night, but let's look at this one with the Katy Tigers.
Oh, you know, any team in Katy, they're going to be well-coached. They're going to be fundamental. The kids have been playing for a long time, so we got to come out. We got to play hard. We got to play smart, play good basketball.
I saw something on Twitter today where either you or somebody called your team the new GR, and I'm looking at your banner there that says greatness in progress. What's that all about?
Well, the kids, you know, they wanted to start a new identity here at George Ranch, you know, try to get some excitement about it. So they called it new GR. I like the greatness in progress a little better because I still love all the kids we've ever had in the program, and I don't want to make them feel like they weren't important. So, but that's just something the kids came up with. They want to start something new. Like, this is the way we're going to play from here on out.
Well, anybody who's been on your team in years past who put on the uniform is the in-progress part, right?
They're always going to be a part of it. They're always invited back. We're actually going to have alumni night on December 31st. I'm going to put that plug in there.
Are you going to introduce players, past players?
We're going to invite all the players that ever played varsity in the program. We're going to not going to introduce them, but we're going to acknowledge them at halftime.
And when you look at your record so far. You're 10-1. You really have had good efforts night after night by certainly your key players, but then your role players have come in and really stepped up for you.
Yeah, we always talk about team. We preach team, and I think we've had a pretty good season so far. We're trying to build some depth right now. We need everybody to play. We need everybody in practice and everybody in the game. So the better that the 10 players play, the better we're going to be.
So as you look forward to December 18th, you head down to Clute for the first district game of the 18-19 season. What are some of the things that you still want to work on and build on?
We just want to clean up everything we're doing now. Get better at being us. You know, you compete against yourself every day. You're going to go up and play against other people, but you want to be the best version of yourself you can be every day. So we're just trying to improve every day, every night.
And I think we talked last time, especially in tournament play, you work on fundamentals, you work on your game, you don't work on your adversary's game at all. But in a non-district game like this, what do you want to do with Katy?
It's all the same, really. Play good basketball. We're trying to build a little bit of depth. So we need everybody for this long stretch run. You know, kids are getting a little bit tired right now. End of the semester is coming up, so we're just trying to get better, build depth, and just get better at being George Ranch.
All right. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right. The head coach of the Longhorns, Charlie Jones, with his thoughts during our pregame interview tonight. We'll take a break here when we come back. Starting lineups. And the opening tip, you're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhymes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rhymes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhymes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rhymes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rhymes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rhymesdds.com.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Over 300 new and pre-owned Hondas, all priced to get you our biggest savings, great financing rates, and low payments on all our models. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. No matter what, we've got you covered. Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, here are the starting five for Danny Russell's Katy Tigers. He'll start three seniors and two juniors tonight. First one is Justice Mouton. Stephen Fontanette and Kirby Aldridge are the three seniors in the starting lineup. Jermaine Sims is a junior. Bryce Purchase is a junior. And that'll round out the starting five for Danny Russell tonight. Justice Mouton, Jermaine Sims, Bryce Purchase, Stephen Fontanette, and Kirby Aldridge. His well-thought-of freshman, Davon Froh, is under the weather. Didn't make the trip to George Ranch. So we'll see Connor Champion, Cedric Martinez, David Key, and Casper Belater also in the lineup tonight and on the floor for the Katy Tigers. For the George Ranch Longhorns, very familiar lineup will hit the floor for George Ranch. A 5'10 sophomore, Ori Limbrick. A 6'4 senior, Devin Davis. A 6'3 senior, Noah Thomason. A 6'3 senior, DeLon Dean. And then a 6'5 senior, Ezekiel Wandy. Ori Limbrick, Devin Davis, Noah Thomason, DeLon Dean, and Ezekiel Wandy will hit the floor first for George Ranch. As they come in and don't come in, they're hosting Katy. So at home here with a 10-1 record as they finish up their non-district schedule. They will start 1 week from tonight down in Clute playing the Brazoswood Buccaneers as 23-6A play gets underway for George Ranch for another basketball season. Got about 45 seconds left in the pregame. We should have some starting lineups and also our national anthem before we kick this one off. We're not sure if they're going to do that or not. You heard Danny Russell in the pregame talking about 19-6A, his district. Straight Jesuit left that district and came over to 23-6A. And how that kind of changed the complexion and the dynamic of his district. And it certainly changed the dynamic and the complexion of 23-6A when a team like Strake goes from one district to another. We had the opportunity to talk to him about his district, his team, basketball in Greater Houston, and then basketball in the state of Texas. He's coached around the state, so he knows what he's talking about when it comes to the level of play and the quality of play that we have here in Houston and then in the state of Texas. Referees talking to the captains. Ori Limbrick is out on the floor for George Ranch. Stephen Fontanette and looks like Justice Mouton is out there for the Katy Tigers. Talking about sportsmanship, talking about good play, talking about UIL parameters when these gentlemen take the court. Each time they take the court, they're representing, of course, their school, their district, and umpires, referees, officials on the football field all want to make sure that they conduct themselves in a manner that's going to make their school and their district and their parents and friends proud. So we took care of that. Heading towards the jump circle is Devin Davis. He's 6'4", and Kirby Aldridge is out there for the Katy Tigers. George Ranch will be moving right to left across your radio dial, your phone, your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, however you're listening to us tonight. We're glad you're with us. I'm Tom Tarando, and this is live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. And Devin Davis has stepped out of the circle. Ezekiel Wandy will jump it up. against Kirby Aldridge. Referees are ready. They check with the scorers table. Everybody's ready on the clock, the books, and the ball will be in the air in just a second. It is up and tipped first by Kirby Aldridge. And here comes Stephen Fontenette with the basketball, guarded out top by Devin Davis. Now over to Jermaine Sims. And a drive on the basket by Justice Mouton. And this one slapped out of bounds by George Ranch. And the Tigers will inbound under their own basket right in front of us here at George Ranch. We're in the southwest corner of Longhorns Gym. So we get to see the Longhorns come our direction in the second half. Again, the ball is directed towards the Tiger and knocked out of bounds by George Ranch. And once again, we'll do that on the far side. Mouton gets the ball in, out top to Stephen Fontenette. Fontenette guarded by Davis. Over to Aldridge, back to Fontenette. Davis on him. Now a switch, Ezekiel Wandy on Fontenette, who has the basketball. Out top to Jermaine Sims. Sims tries to drive down the lane. He's turned back by the Longhorns. Out to Justice Mouton, the senior. Almost traveled with the basketball. No call. Stephen Fontenette now working on Wandy. Turnaround jump shot, no good. That was an air ball cleared off by Noah Thomason. Thomason drives on the right side, pulls up short. Rebound by Justice Mouton. Here come the Tigers in the corner. And a long one on its way by Sims. That's no good, but he's fouled over there by Ori Limbrick, his first. All right, at the free throw line, Jermaine Sims, 6:52 left in the first quarter. No score at George Ranch. First free throw on its way by Sims. That one rattles in and out. His second one is upcoming. On its way and good. And he was fouled in the act of a three-pointer, so he'll get a second free throw, or a third one, rather. He puts that one in, and it's 2-0, Katie. Couldn't tell if he was in three-point land on that shot, and he was. Limbrick drives the basket, lays that one up off the front iron, and no good. Again, taken away by the Katy Tigers. Here comes Justice Mouton. Mouton tries to get that one in. Second turnover of the night for the Katy Tigers. There's Ryan Dunsmore. How are you? Out top, DeLon Dean with the three-pointer. No good. Cleared off by Justice Mouton. It's 2-0, Katy. On the strength of 2 out of 3 by Jermaine Sims. 6:10 left in the first quarter. Over to Bryce Purchase on the far side. And then gives way to Stephen Fontenette. Fontenette drives down the lane, lays that one up too hard. Cleared off by George Ranch. Devin Davis with the basketball. Down court and lays it up and in is DeLon Dean. And Dean is fouled. Basket good. Foul whistled against Kirby Aldridge, his first. We are tied at 2. DeLon Dean, see what he can do about that. Free throw on its way and good. 3-2, George Ranch. Three-pointer on its way from Jermaine Sims. No good. And saved into the hands of George Ranch. Noah Thomason at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick with the air ball. And good move under the basket by Bryce Purchase. He got the air ball and then threw it off one of George Ranch's players. And got the inbound with no threat to his team. All right, out top to Stephen Fontanet. Fontanet over to Jermaine Sims. Back out top to Fontanet. Drive on the basket is good. Check that. That's Justice Mouton. And it is 4-3. Katie. Drive on the basket by Noah Thomason at the far end, and he's fouled. Again, the foul whistled on Kirby Aldridge, the senior. That's his second. First free throw by Noah Thomason is good. Tied again at 4. Stephen Woods is in for George Ranch. And who else? We'll check that and bring you up to date. I think that's Dominic Dixon and Stephen Woods have checked in. That next free throw by Thomason off the mark. Cleared off by the Tigers into the hands of Stephen Fontanet, who drives down the lane. And he's fouled by Dominic Dixon. No, check that. He's fouled by Ezekiel Wandy, his first. At the free throw line, Stephen Fontanet. Ryan Dunsmore is here. He's got the headset on. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Good.
Getting my first chance to see the Longhorns play this year, so I thought it'd be a good time to start with the another 6A power here.
Both free throws find the mark for Fontanet. And it's 5-4. We'll check that. He's 1-for-2 on that. And it's 5-4. We were tied at 4. Stephen Woods in the corner. The give to Thomason. Heading down the lane. Lays it up and in. Noah Thomason with 3 points.
Katie defense over-rotated there to the opposite side. And Thomason just took a nice drive to the basket from the top of the key.
And try to get this one down low to Casper Belater, and Belater can't handle it. Into the hands of George Ranch, and another lay-in by Noah Thomason. It's 8-5, stolen away. Third turnover of the night for the Katy Tigers. Into the hands of Stephen Woods, and now to A.D. Harris, a new player for George Ranch. Charlie Jones was talking about him. He's a 6'2 sophomore. Had the opportunity to get some early points. Couldn't convert. Into the hands of the Tigers and Justice Mouton. Now around to Bryce Purchase. Around the horn to Mouton. Mouton heads down the baseline and he's fouled.
Looked like Wandy there just had the nice... Had the Olay defense for a moment attempted to rebound with a touch behind the back there, reaching around the Katy driver to the basket.
All right, back in for George Ranch, Devin Davis and DeLon Dean. Mouton will trigger the inbound. He gets it in to Casper Belater. Belater out top and around the horn to Sims and Justice Mouton. Now back to Sims. Three-pointer on its way is no good. Off the back iron.
Davis with the rebound there.
Out top to Devin Davis. Around to Stephen Woods. Woods drives the baseline. Lays it up and in and a foul.
Goes through two Tigers there to finish the shot.
Jermaine Sims with the basket for George Ranch. It's 10-5, and he'll get a free throw.
3 points the old-fashioned way.
Free throw on its way, a little bit hard off the back iron, cleared off the boards by David Key. Key, a senior, in for Danny Russell's club. Three-pointer on its way by Sims, no good. Cleared off the boards by A.D. Harris.
And Davis bringing in a good box out there that gave Harris all the room he needed to snag that ball.
And Stephen Fontanet commits his first personal foul for the Tigers. Coach Jones really high on A.D. Harris, said he would get some playing time. He's been in for a minute or so on the clock. He's a 6'2 sophomore. Drive and a shot partially blocked by Dominic Dixon into the hands of the Tigers, and this one slapped out of bounds by DeLon Dean.
Dean with a good chase down block there, knocking it out of bounds. Katie's already got the ball back into play here.
Fontanette out top. Gives to a streaking down the lane, Jermaine Sims. Sims can't convert. Into the hands of DeLon Dean. Dean drives on the basket. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and in.
Davis with the offensive rebound there and the easy putback. Two Longhorns fighting for the offensive rebound there. And Katie comes back down, hits a quick three-pointer. The pace is really picking up here early part of the game.
I didn't see who nailed that three-pointer. I'll have to check the scorebook. I did see who nailed that one. It was DeLon Dean from way outside, and it's 15-8. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com.
Back at George Ranch High School, he's Ryan Dunsmore. I'm Tom Tarando, inbound to the Katy Tigers. 15-8, George Ranch, almost stolen away, now stolen away by George Ranch. Fourth turnover by the Tigers. Down low to Devin Davis. He has that one blocked. We're heading the other way.
Dean there trying to get in front of the driver there and just get a bump to avoid the easy basket. Katie will inbound front of the basket there.
He was making some motions like an offensive foul, but let's see how he could get that. This one inbound to Fontanette, who lays it up and in. Stephen Fontanette with 6 points. Turnover by George Ranch. The follow-up is laid up and in by Connor Champion. He's on the board. It's 15-12. Long one put up by George Ranch. Off the mark, rebounded by Stephen Woods. He'll bring it back out top and start things again for George Ranch.
Coach Jones won't be happy on that previous player. Turn over the ball, and on top of that, Katie had two guys ready to put back the offensive rebound there on the previous play before George Ranch draws an offensive foul here.
And that foul whistled against, looked like Noah Thomas in 21. It's 15-12, George Ranch inside 50 seconds to play in the first quarter. Given to Stephen Fontanette, drives down the lane, left-handed scoop is up and in. Fontanette.
George Ranch doing the full court trap there, and just really the moment Fontanette got the ball, he started attacking the basket from the half court. And just finished, gathered well, and finished strong.
Fontanette with 8 points. Tigers within one, 15-14. Left-handed scoop by Noah Thomason is good. He's got seven. That expands the lead a little bit, 17-14. Walking the ball up is the senior Justice Mouton. Mouton gives way to David Key. Key back to Fontanette. Tries to get it inside to Cedric Martinez in the ball game, and that one goes out of bounds. Five turnovers for Katie. George Ranch with three.
Looked like he was trying to do a pocket pass there, just trying to sneak the ball in past the George Ranch defense. Just wasn't on the same page with the guy in the paint.
4.2 seconds left. Inbound to Noah Thomason. Thomason, the left-hand dribble, now switches hands. Gives it to Ori Limbrick, who can't get a shot off. That's the end of the first quarter. George Ranch, 17. And the Katy Tigers, 14. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
That, my friends, is Ryan Dunsmore's favorite commercial that I play, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All right, 17-14, Longhorns by three. As we start quarter number two, Stephen Woods with a basket, Noah Thomason with seven, DeLon Dean with eight. On the other side, Justice Mouton, two, Jermaine Sims, two, eight by Stephen Fontanette, Connor Champion with two, Tigers with five turnovers, George Ranch with three, and shot on its way and good by Noah Thomason. 19-14, Longhorns by five. On the far side, Mouton gives way to Stephen Fontanette. Fontanette looking to a player driving down the lane, keeps the basketball, and gives it to Mouton, and Mouton tries to weave his way through traffic, and he's tripped. Foul whistled against Devin Davis, his first. Inbound to Kirby Aldridge. Aldridge out top to Justice Mouton. Mouton being guarded by Noah Thomason. Mouton gives way to Fontanette. He drives the baseline. Spin move into the hands of George Ranch. Sixth turnover for the Tigers. Driving on the basket, Zori Limbrick. And he lays it up. Ball is partially blocked, but he's fouled. Foul whistled against Jermaine Sims, his second.
Yeah, Limerick got the steal there and just took it all the way to the basket. Kind of put the pressure on Katy there, being the only man back at the top of the key there. So really the only thing left to do was foul in transition there.
First one on its way, hits the right side iron and comes off. Peel get a second one. Second free throw on its way. Same result. Hit the iron and off. Cleared off the boards by Kirby Aldridge into the hands of Fontanette. Fontanette guarded by Davis. He takes Davis to the basket and then kicks it out top. Justice Mouton with his fourth point of the night. It's 19-16 with the soft jumper inside the lane. Limbrick drives the baseline. Has that one blocked out of bounds. Longhorns will inbound under their own basket. Limbrick gets this one in to Noah Thomason. Thomason on the far side in the corner. Out top to Wandy around the horn to DeLon Dean in the near corner. Back out top to Thomason. Three-pointer on its way and good. Noah Thomason.
Thompson caught that pass right in stride there, had a sliver of open space and took that three with confidence.
Yeah, the physicality certainly lined up for that one. Shot is off. Rebound again by Kirby Aldridge. That shot fails to fall. Rebound to DeLon Dean. Dean at the far end. Three-pointer on its way. Rims in and out. Again, boards cleared by Kirby Aldridge. Ahead to Fontanette. In the corner here to Connor Champion, who puts up the three-pointer and good. Connor Champion with 5 points.
Champion getting the good spacing there. Went straight to the corner and the offense flowed to him.
Limbrick puts up the shot. No good. The rebound off the hands of Aldridge, but into the hands of Justice Mouton. Mouton in the corner here to Fontanette. Back to Mouton. He drives a baseline down the lane. Little stutter step move. Puts up the shot. And it's blocked. And goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. That's their seventh turnover of the night.
Katie seems comfortable here trying to make this into a foot race at this point here. Just wanting to get the ball down, up and down the court as quickly as possible here and throw up as many shots as they can. And George Ranch maybe just wants to kind of find a better shot and play at their own pace here.
DeLon Dean, three-pointer on its way. That one rattled in and out. Wandy had it for a second and then lost control to Justice Mouton. Turnover number four for George Ranch. In the corner here to Bryce Purchase. His first shot of the night is good. The three-pointer.
They're going to count that. And they're going to call the foul on Dean here, finishing his following through. They're going to count that three-pointer and the foul after the shot there.
All right, second personal foul for DeLon Dean. They counted the three-pointer. We're tied at 22. First first three-pointer of the night for Connor Champion. He's got 5 points, and he'll... And why is Aldridge at the free throw line? And Champion put that ball in.
I'm not sure because I know the foul was on the shooter.
Well, now the referee said it's a 1-1.
Okay, so they're saying the foul wasn't finishing through on the shot there then.
All right, so Aldridge at the free throw line. First one is up and good. And he'll get a second one. It's 23-22, Katie by one.
That's a rather odd turn of events here. It's not like football where he can get a hand signal and says, hey, what's the foul?
That one jumps around and off. Rebound by Devin Davis. We'll head the other way. Thomason, Davis around the horn to Stephen Woods. Back to Noah Thomason at the free throw line. He'll kick it out to the corner. Stephen Woods, shot on its way, no good. A rebound by A.D. Harris. And the ball goes out of bounds. And that's turnover number five for George Ranch.
Harris had a pass deflected there, and he just happened to be on the end line when he caught it that second time.
Justice Mouton walks this one up. He's met by Noah Thomason. Gets a step on Thomason, goes inside the lane, lays it up and in. Justice Mouton with six. 25-22, Katy by a three-pointer.
Yeah, Mouton's got some really good body control when he gets into the lane there.
Thomason, left-handed jumper is good. Looked like a three. They don't give that sign, so we'll call it a conventional basket. 25-24. Longhorns down by one. 4:08 left before halftime. Justice Mouton sends this one towards the basket. No good. Rebounded by Devin Davis. Davis. The give to Noah Thomason. Thomason, left-hand dribble. He's guarded by Justice Mouton. Around the horn to Stephen Woods. Back around to Thomason. Out top to A.D. Harris. Harris with the running jump shot. No good. Cleared away. Back out to Harris. He puts a shot up. No good again. And the rebound by Mouton. Mouton trying to get it into the corner.
Mouton looks like he was sandwiched between Woods and Dixon there. Before he got the foul call.
Yeah, Woods drew the personal foul, his first. We'll keep it here and update the scoring so far. 2 points by Stephen Woods. 14 by Noah Thomason. 8 by DeLon Dean and the Longhorns with 5 turnovers to this point in the ball game. On the other side of the ledger, Mouton with 6. Two by Tremaine Sims. Three-pointer by Bryce Purchase. Eight by Stephen Fontanette. A free throw by Kirby Aldridge. And 5 points by Connor Champion. That's where we stand. Katy leads by one, 25-24.
Really an up-and-down game here to begin with. No real attempt to try to set a slower pace here. Just everyone's just happy to run up and down this court here, put jack up as many threes here. It looks like more like an NBA game almost that we're seeing here with the kind of the revolution that's happening at with the kind of the Rockets at this point here. But I don't know. It just seems like it hasn't been as productive so far for George Ranch here. They're really trying to get those threes up early and often, but haven't found much success early in the game.
Well, it's been kind of interesting. Both teams are running up and down the court, like you just said. Different speeds sometimes. We could barely catch our breath in that little short stint as well. So Mouton's free throw on its way and good. He'll get another. 26-24, Tigers by two. 3.5 minutes left before half. Mouton's second free throw on the way, same result. 27-24. Over to DeLon Dean, around the horn to Noah Thomason in the near corner. Now to Stephen Woods. Thomason three-pointer is good. Noah Thomason with the left-handed three-pointer.
Thomason's feeling it tonight here. Really, just saying this has been an impressive shooting night of him for this first half here.
Yeah, he's got 17 points already with 3 minutes left in the second quarter, and that's his second three-pointer of the night. We're tied at 27. Out top, Stephen Fontanette. Gives way to Connor Champion. Champion kind of stumbles going down the lane, and he's fouled again by DeLon Dean, his third.
Yeah, it looks like he might have been bailed out here by that call. Looks personally to me, it looked like he was out of control there and kind of lost his balance going into the lane. And then the body check came after that. So
Devin Davis is out. Kalichi Ike, the 6'4 sophomore, is in. Free throw on its way, no good. Rebounded by the Longhorns. Stephen Woods over to Noah Thomason in the far corner. Down low to Ike, who spins and drops it in. Makes his presence known right away. 29-27, Longhorns by two. Kalichi Ike with the spinning move in the lay-in. This one down low, same result there. Casper Belater, his first 2 points of the night. Tied again at 29.
Yeah, two players playing in the post here, just traded baskets against each other here. Kind of different kinds of defensive lapses on each side for each team here resulted in baskets.
Thomas, another three-pointer on its way. No good. The rebound by Mouton. Here's Fontanette driving the lane. And the offensive foul called against Stephen Fontanette is second.
Woods there standing tall, getting the charge called on the KD driver. Kind of insult to injury, though. Woods gets got a shooter to the face right as the KD player was falling to the ground.
Fontanette was up in the air on that one, so Woods took the full brunt of his weight. Here's Dominic Dixon, who tries to get it down low, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover number 6 for George Ranch. KD was 7. Relatively clean game.
KD was denying all the ball to everybody except Dixon there, and he just sprinted to the basket and just a little out of control at the rim.
Justice Mouton to Connor Champion. Champion out top to David Key. Back to Champion. He dribbles out top. He's guarded by Dominic Dixon. Dixon's got him hemmed in, but he gets the ball over to Bryce Purchase. Purchase to Justice Mouton. Mouton guarded out top by DeLon Dean. 1:08 left in the first half. And a foul Reaching in foul by DeLon Dean. And that's four on Dean.
And also equally important here, the Katie's now in the double bonus.
Limbrick and Davis set to check in. First free throw by Mouton is good. Ike is out. DeLon Dean is out. And Limbrick and Devin Davis are in. Mouton, second free throw on its way, and no good. Good rebound by Devin Davis. Over to Noah Thomason. Thomason, Davis. To Limbrick, out top to Noah Thomason. Three-pointer is short. Off the iron, ball kicked around, taken by Justice Mouton. Inside a minute to play. Mouton being guarded by Thomason on the far side of the court. Give to Bryce Purchase. Purchase in the corner to Cedric Martinez. Martinez back out top to Justice Mouton. Mouton guarded way out there by Noah Thomason. Mouton drives down the basket, lays this one to Casper Belater. He can't lay it in. Ahead to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick drives on the basket, and that's good, and a foul. Ori Limbrick, strong move on the basket, and the foul whistled against Cedric Martinez, his first.
Martinez tried to set up there and get the charge call, but just was a little late and set up for the three-point play here for George Ranch.
Timing on that always has to be perfect. If you're moving, you're not going to get that foul, and Martinez did not get it. Free throw on its way by Limbrick. No good. The rebound is last touch by the Tigers, so George Ranch will get an opportunity to inbound under its own basket. Steven Woods will do that. He's a 6'1 sophomore for George Ranch. 9.6 seconds left. Woods slaps the basketball, gets everybody moving. Out top to DeLon Dean. Three-pointer on its way, no good. Devin Davis had it for a moment. Taken away by Bryce Purchase. Purchase on the lay-in, no good. And that's the end of the second quarter. George Ranch, 31. Katy Tigers, 30. It's halftime at Longhorns Gym. We'll play some messages when we get back. We'll have the updated scoring, and Ryan and I will get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email
at info@huntingroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
You're listening to another live broadcast of George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball with Tom Tarando and student broadcaster Darren Bradby on GRHS iRadio.
Back at George Ranch, student broadcaster Darren Bradby is off tonight. Next best thing, Ryan Dunsmore, the sports editor of the Fort Bend Herald, is here. We'll go over the scoring for you in the first half. First for George Ranch. They lead by one, 31-30. 17 points by Noah Thomason, including 2 3-pointers, and then 5 conventional baskets and a free throw. DeLon Dean with 8 points, but he's in some foul trouble with 4 fouls here in the first half. 2 points each by Stephen Woods and Kalichi Ike. And that's the 31 for George Ranch. 6 turnovers in the first half for Charlie Jones's club. On the other side of my scorebook, Justice Mouton with 9. 8, Stephen Fontanette. 3 by Bryce Purchase. 5 by Connor Champion. And then 2 each by Jermaine Sims and Casper Belater. And then a free throw by Kirby Aldridge. That's the 30 points for Danny Russell's Katy Tigers. They've committed 7 turnovers in the first half.
Well, I think it's a pretty good start here for the George Ranch here. I mean, at this moment, it's Katie's not necessarily the kind of power you're expecting when you think of Katy in general here, but it's still a really strong 6A program here. And for a good test for George Ranch here, trying to get ready for district play here just around the corner.
Yeah, their district play starts next week, next Tuesday, down in Clute when they play Brazoswood. Katy has played 1 game in their district in 19-6A, and they beat Seven Lakes 67-41 about 2 weeks ago or so. Other than that, they're 6-9 overall. And we talked with Danny Russell during the pregame about how strong his district is, and they are, with Cinco Ranch, Morton Ranch, Maid Creek. A lot of tough teams in 19-6A.
It happened to be during the we were talking about it during the press box during the Foster Shadow Creek game over the weekend. But I was talking to Adam Coleman for the Chronicle and just talking to him about how much that Katy district has improved basketball wise. That's really one of the tougher districts in the state now here. And just the basketball in the Houston area in general has just been really kind of getting to a whole nother level here at this point here. And it's good to see that where that's happening in other areas, George Ranch has been able to kind of hang with them and really excel at this right time as well when everything's getting tougher in the area.
And Coach Russell was also talking about the change in dynamics in his district since Strake Jesuit left there and came into 23-6A.
Yeah, that's something that I've thought about here just in general with any of the teams in this 23-6A now, as you're having to deal with this on the girls' side. You're having to deal with an extra bye week now every time Strake Jesuit comes around. And for the boys, you just have this team that's like, how good is the talent level compiled here from a school, a private school that really can pull from anywhere they want as long as the kid can get in? And I don't hold that against them, but just more, I think it's something that's in the back of my mind every time I see these Strake Jesuit teams is just, I don't know what to expect year to year from them. And it should be a challenge for every team in that 23-6A district this year.
George Ranch got a taste of that in football when they went over to Strake. And you're right, basketball will be the same thing. There'll be 14 district games in the 8-team district. You play everybody twice. And, of course, in 19-6A, there'll be 12 district games. They play everybody twice as they lose a team and go to a seven-team district. We'll have more from George Ranch. Get you ready for the third quarter. Longhorns lead by one, 31-30. You're listening to live George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment there for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at CampLoganCement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Ryan Dunsmore, Tom Tarando back at George Ranch High School and Longhorns Gym. About ready to start quarter number three, 31-30. Longhorns by one. Ryan and I touched on this several times. The pace has been really fast at times, fast at other times, and both teams seem content to do that the entire ball game. See how the second half works out. Katie will inbound. They do that. George Ranch will be moving left to right this time in the second half. Inside to Fontanette. Reverse layup is good. Stephen Fontanette with 10 points. Katie on the board first in the second half. 32-31. They lead by one. To DeLon Dean. Little stutter step. And he traveled inside the lane. Turnover number eight for the Longhorns.
One other thing to note here while we were during the break here, the first person that came out of the locker room was Limerick, and he started working on his free throw shooting, so he knows he's had a rough start to the game at the line.
Jermaine Sims to Mouton. Mouton drives down the lane, kicks it out to the corner. Three-pointer on its way from Sims. No good. Rebound by Dean. Dean tied up momentarily, gets it to Ori Limerick. To Wandy. Wandy way out top with the basketball. He'll set a pick for Noah Thomason, who drives around him. Left-handed layup on its way and good. Noah Thomason picking up where he left off in the first quarter. He's got 19 points. Longhorns by one. Fontanette to Justice Mouton. Mouton is stopped on his drive. Kicks it back out top to Fontanette. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Scramble underneath for the basketball. Last touch by Kirby Aldridge. Turnover number eight for Katie.
That's a good break here for George Ranch. You got two guys fighting for the ball with one Katie player, and somehow it gets tipped out by the Katie Tiger here. So George Ranch comes back here on offense, kind of slowing things down here to start third quarter.
Pace considerably slower, at least in the early going here in the third. Back out to DeLon Dean. He's guarded momentarily by Sims. Sims picks him up on the other side of the pick. He lays it up and in. DeLon Dean with 10.
Dean with a double clutch here just kind of gives that little shimmy right before he elevates and got the Katie defenders to commit early.
Bryce Purchase drives the left side, puts up a short jumper, no good. Cleared off the boards by Noah Thomason. Here come the Longhorns. Thomason on the drive, and a running layup is good by Noah Thomason.
Thomason shouting and one there, trying to get the call from the referees.
Just about everything Thomason is putting up is falling through. He's got the basketball again down the lane. Kicks it here to DeLon Dean. Three-pointer on its way. That's good. But a foul by Noah Thomason. And the foul taken by Bryce Purchase, who jumped in front of him at the last moment.
All the calling cards of a play that George Ranch is not a fan of here. Thomason is smiling at the referee. Coach Jones is giving him an earful here as he's coming up the floor. It's a tough call, like we talked about earlier. Charges are really tough to kind of administrate in every play there.
Justice Mouton guarded out top by Wandy. In the corner to Tremaine Sims. Back out to Fontanet. Turnaround jump shot. No good. Cleared off the boards by DeLon Dean. Here come the Longhorns. Dean on the left side. Running layup is no good. Into the hands of Devin Davis. To Noah Thomason. To Limbrick, who drives the baseline. Kicks it to Wandy, who puts it up and in. Check that. That's DeLon Dean who got the basket. And Dean has 4 points in the third quarter, 12 on the night. And the Longhorn lead now is 7, 39-32.
Nice little no-look pass there from Limerick to Dean on that last basket there.
Two baskets in the third quarter by Thomason, two by DeLon Dean. That last play where Thomason got whistled for the offensive foul was kind of a double stick in the eye for George Ranch because he had kicked it out to DeLon Dean, who nailed the three-pointer, and that wasn't any good either.
So the halftime adjustments here by Coach is really kind of paying early dividends here for the Longhorns.
All right, the teams break away from their respective huddles and coaches. Katie will inbound at the far end. Ball triggered in by Bryce Purchase. Out top to Justice Mouton. Mouton guarded by Limbrick. Gives it to Belater and back to Mouton. Out top to Fontanet. Fontanet has Noah Thomason on him. Now the ball in the corner to Mouton. Mouton has Wandy on him. This one down low. And the shot put up by Fontanet. And he's fouled. Ezekiel Wandy. Now check that. That foul is on DeLon Dean. And Dean will come out. And we'll see if he's coming out because he's fouled out.
I believe so.
And I believe so as well. First free throw is put up by Fontanet. No good. DeLon Dean checks out with 12 points with 4:33 left in the third quarter. We'll see how the Longhorns roll with that. Second free throw is no good either. 39-32. Longhorns by 7. Turnover by George Ranch, their 9th on the night. Tigers with 8. Justice Mouton walks this one across midcourt. He's picked up right there by Stephen Woods. Into the corner to Jermaine Sims. Almost stolen away to Cedric Martinez. Martinez battled for the ball. Stolen away this time. Number 9. In the turnover department for Katie to Noah Thomason. Thomason wants to drive the lane, kicks it out to Devin Davis. Davis with the jump shot, no good. He saves the ball into the hands of the Tigers. 10 turnovers for the Longhorns. Drive on the basket by Fontanet. And the foul.
On Dixon there.
On. Yeah, 15, Dominic Dixon, the 6'3 junior for George Ranch at the free throw line. Again is Fontanet. First one is good. He's got 11 points. And the Longhorn lead down to 7, 40-32. That one is no good. Off the iron. Collected underneath by Noah Thomason. Thomason drives the left side. Has that ball knocked away and out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound under their own basket. In comes David Key. Out goes Cedric Martinez. All right, Stephen Woods will slap the basketball and get some movement. He does. Inbound to Thomason. Thomason underneath and the lay-in by Dominic Dixon. Dixon with his first couple points of the night. 41-33. Longhorns by eight.
No look pass there by Thomason there.
Mouton tried to drive the baseline and stepped on the baseline. And another turnover for Katie. That's 10 on the night. George Ranch will inbound. Into Stephen Woods. Woods with the left-hand dribble on the far side. Gets it over midcourt. And now into the hands of Noah Thomason. Thomason drives around the pick. Set by Dominic Dixon. And the pass underneath is knocked away and out of bounds. Turnover number 11 for George Ranch.
Harris there just wasn't ready for the pass. Hit him right in the hands there, and just it wasn't in position to catch that ball.
3 minutes left in the third quarter. Into the corner to Jermaine Sims, and Sims, after he collected that pass, stepped on the out-of-bounds line. 11 turnovers now for the Tigers. Play getting a little bit sloppier than it was in the first half. Thomason will walk this one up. He's met there by Mouton. Gives the ball off to A.D. Harris, who's in for George Ranch. Back to Noah Thomason. Drives down the lane. A little spin move. Kicks it back out. Stephen Woods will try the lane himself. A little scoop layup attempt. Is knocked out of bounds. Good play there by Stephen Fontanet. Followed Woods all the way down the lane and knocked that one out of bounds. Woods will inbound, gets it in to Thomason. And it's off Noah's hands and out of bounds. Turnover number 12 for the Longhorns. 41-33, George Ranch by 8.
Sometimes tough to get that pass in under the basket.
The drive by Justice Mouton. His little floater is knocked out of bounds with authority, but then a foul called. Foul called against Dominic Dixon, his second. At the free throw line, Justice Mouton, 9 points on the night. First free throw on its way and good. All of those 9 points scored in the first half. This free throw here is first in the second half. Next one on its way. And that one good as well. Longhorns lead by 6. Thomason on the far side with the left-hand dribble. Gives it to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick around to Thomason. Almost stolen away. Noah down the lane. Has that one partially blocked and out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound again. Under its own basket. They've done that several times here in the second half. Stephen Woods will do that. Woods slaps the basketball, gets it into Dixon. Little hook shot is no good. Rebounded by Kirby Aldridge, and now in the hands of Stephen Fontanet. And Fontanet draws the foul. Foul whistled against A.D. Harris, his first. A.D. Harris, a new player brought up from JV by Charlie Jones, a 6'2 sophomore playing for the varsity here tonight. Shot on its way. Three-pointer is good by Justice Mouton. 41-38, lead cut in half. George Ranch by 3. Minute and a half left in the third quarter. Over to Limbrick. Back to Thomason. Now to Steven Woods. Good move. Little floating jump shot. No good. But the putback is good by A.D. Harris. His first points of the night. Longhorns back by 5, 43-38. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Over 300 new and pre-owned Hondas, all priced to get you our biggest savings. Great financing rates and low payments on all our models. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. No matter what, we've got you covered. Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
43-38, George Ranch by 5 in this non-district game with the Katy Tigers. Tigers came in at 6-9. Longhorns, the home standing club, at 10-1. All right, ball inbound by the Tigers. A little bit of pressure put on now here in the backcourt by George Ranch. Broken by the Tigers. David Key with the basketball now to Fontanet. Fontanet, good move on the basket, but it's stripped away from him and right into the hands of Kirby Aldridge, who lays it up and in. Aldridge with 3 points. And the lead again cut in half. It's 43-40.
It looked like Wandy had a good nice touch on the ball here, but just didn't end up being in a good favor there. Just
Thomason drove on the basket, tried to lay off a pass. He was fouled underneath. Foul whistled against Stephen Fontanet, his third. Checking in, Casper Belater. And checking out is Stephen Fontanet. George Ranchel inbound. Again, that's Stephen Woods doing that. Thomason in that small little corner by the scorer's table at the top of the zone. Now he's at the top of the key. Over to Limbrick. Limbrick leaves it off for Wandy. Jump shot, no good. Boards cleared by Kirby Aldridge. Aldridge to Justice Mouton. 13 seconds left in the third quarter. George Ranch by 3. Drive on the basket by Mouton. That one is rejected by George Ranch. 12 turnovers by the Tigers. Noah Thomason drives on the basket and lays it up and in. Thomason with 23 points. That's the end of the third quarter. George Ranch 45 and the Tigers 40. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671. Or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond. Or find them on the web at haroldentistry.com.
Live from the greatest high school in the world, it's GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at George Ranch, heading into quarter number 4. We'll get you ready here with some scoring through the first 3 quarters of play. As soon as I can finish up my scorebook, I think we got it here. For the Katy Tigers, 11 by Stephen Fontanet, 14 by Justice Mouton, 3 each by Bryce Purchase, Kirby Aldridge, 2 each by Jermaine Sims and Casper Belater, and 5 by Connor Champion, and 12 turnovers through 3 quarters for the Katy Tigers. George Ranch with 12 as well. Longhorns with the inbound will pick up their scoring in just a moment. Driving on the left side is Thomason. Lays it up and in. 25 points so far on the night for Thomason.
Man, he's just feeling it tonight here.
Down low and the lay-in by Casper Belater. He's got four. 47-42, Longhorns by five. On the far side, Ori Limbrick. Playing catch out top with Steven Woods. Now gives to Thomason on the left side. He was thinking about driving down the lane. He kicked it back out. Steven Woods wasn't ready for that one. And it was an over and back call. 13 turnovers for the Longhorns. Scoring, Woods, Limbrick, A.D. Harris, Dominic Dixon, Kalichi Iki, both with two. Noah Thomason, 23. DeLon Dean with 12. Three-pointer on its way. The air ball by Justice Mouton, and that's out of bounds. 13 turnovers for the Tigers. Kind of buried the lead on that one, didn't I, Ryan? Starting with guys with just a couple points and working my way up to Thomason with 25.
Hey, just trying to keep the listeners engaged here.
Thomason drives on the basket, and he's fouled before the shot, it looks like, by Stephen Fontanet. No, it looks like he called that foul on 13. Casper Belater, his first, and the Longhorns with the basketball. Thomason to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick to Wandy. And back out top in the far corner to Noah Thomason. Longhorns like to draw their defense out to those 90-degree angles way out top near the center stripe. And a drive on the basket by Noah Thomason. Laid it up and in again. Katie's got no answer for Noah Thomason as he drives in on the basket. This one taken away by George Ranch. 14 turnovers by the Tigers. And Longhorns return the favor. And they got 14. Drive on the basket is good by Connor Champion. He's got seven. The lead is now five, 49-44. Longhorns and Thomason with the basketball. Thomason with 27. Into Devin Davis. Back to Noah Thomason. Out top to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick to Steven Woods. Around the horn to Limbrick. In the lane to Devin Davis, and he's fouled. Foul by Steven Fontanet, his fourth on the night. No free throws yet for George Ranch.
I could have sworn that would have been it. It was a shooting foul there, but okay.
All right, Limbrick. Rainbows this one out to Noah Thomason. 5:15 left in the ball game. Longhorns by five to Davis. To Wandy here in the near corner. To Woods. Woods, quick pass down low. Devin Davis not ready for that one. And it hits his hands and goes out of bounds. Justice Mouton playing catch with Connor Champion. Now they get it across the timeline. Longhorns by five. Mouton with 14 points. He's got the basketball. And gets it over to Connor Champion. And Champion touches it and it goes out of bounds. 15 turnovers for the Tigers. George Ranch with the same.
Apparently Mr. Dean has got four fouls.
Apparently so. He was warming up over here. I was wondering what he was doing that for, if he was just stretching out. He's back in the ballgame. He replaced Devin Davis to Noah Thomason. Over to Steven Woods. Three-pointer on his way is good by DeLon Dean. 15 points on the night by Dean. Little trouble getting across midcourt. Tigers finally do that to Belater. He gets it over to Mouton. Mouton out top to set it up. Over to Stephen Fontanet. Fontanet guarded by DeLon Dean. This one down low to Belater. He saves it from going out of bounds. Kicks it out to a driving Jermaine Sims, who lays it up and in. Sims with 4 points. Longhorns by six. Another three-pointer by Dean. And that one is good.
I think we may have got a Dean getting his fifth foul there on a technical foul.
Yeah. Yep. I think after he netted that second three-pointer, he had some words to say to one of the Tigers and got caught at it. At the other end, Jermaine Sims at the free throw line. First free throw is good by Sims. 55-47, Longhorns by 8. Second one is good, Longhorns by 7. Kind of takes the starch out of that three-pointer when you give the opposition a couple free throws with nobody standing around. Dean back out of the ball game. Reports of his death were greatly exaggerated by Ryan and me. We thought he was out. Promptly comes in, hits 2 3-pointers, then picks up the tee. Jump shot is good by Justice Mouton inside the lane. 55-50. Longhorns by 5. 3:29 left. Charlie Jones got some words to say to DeLon Dean. Not happy with Mr. Dean, his 6'3 senior. He was really happy about the 2 3-pointers, not so much when Dean opened up and got the tee. Back to Noah Thomason. Thomason with Mouton on him. Fakes, goes down the left side. No good, but he's fouled. Red 14 is Connor Champion, his first. At the free throw line is Noah Thomason. Thomason with 27. Free throw, no good. You might have heard that picked up by our crowd mic. Thomason let out a groan as soon as he let that one go. He knew it was off the mark. Second free throw on its way. No sound, but same result. That one hit the back iron, rebounded by Stephen Fontanet. Down court to Justice Mouton in the corner. And that one no good by Connor Champion. The rebound to Devin Davis. And Davis tries to put up the shot, and he's fouled. Foul whistled against Fontanet. In my book, that's 5 for him. I think he's aware of that, and there's the buzzer, and he's out of the ball game, and we know he's out. He's shaking hands with some of the Longhorns and Charlie Jones on his way around. Finishes the ball game with 11 points, falling out with 2:43 left in the game.
Well, earlier with Dean, I thought that was the same because you heard that random whistle or the hit of the horn on at the table. Kind of always the calling card of a fifth foul after the moment the player's name is called, and you hear the buzz to indicate that the coach needs to change that roster spot out.
Second free throw rattles in and out. Davis had hit the first one. It's 56-50, Longhorns by 6. You can always tell by the body language of the guy that might have that fifth foul. Drive on the basket by Champion. No good. Knocked around into the hands of George Ranch. Noah Thomason with that one. The body language is always like they're trying to hide from the referee or hide from the scorer. One of the two.
Coach Jones early on here is talking to the referees about the hand checking, and he gets a call 2 possessions later.
Yeah, Justice Mouton with his first personal foul.
It feels like George Grant should have a bigger lead here, just the way it seems like they've outplayed KD in the backside.
Sure have. This one down low to Ori Limbrick, and that one's knocked away and out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound on the far side. Timeout call, 2:15 left. George Ranch by 6, 56-50. We'll be right back.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
He's Ryan Dunsmore. I'm Tom Tarando. I'm back at George Ranch High School. Longhorns by 6, 56-50 over the Katy Tigers. Noah Thomason continues to pour him in. He's got 27 points. DeLon Dean, who we thought had fouled out with 4:33 left in the third quarter, didn't foul out, came in, hit two consecutive three-pointers. He's got 18 points. But then committed a
technical foul.
Foul, and he is now on the bench for the night with 18 points. Woods will inbound on the far side. Sorry there, Ryan. I cut you off.
Oh, no. You know Dean's done because he rolled down the shooter sleeve here on the sideline. In our ever modern world here, I know Tom, being the good broadcaster you are, you've already talked about the jerseys here. But this is the George Ranch has the Paul George 2s on, and Katie has the LeBron James 16s, I believe.
Yeah, they do.
So I am just going to add my very modern information dump here at the moment.
We've talked about all those indicators, buzzers, body language, fashion statements, shoes.
Hey, that's part of the high school experience now. You got to whatever brand's on your jersey, you're going to get the most modern shoe corresponding with it.
All right, at the free throw line is Ori Limbrick. He went down the lane, got fouled by Casper Belater, his second. Limbrick at the free throw line with a couple points tonight.
1-1 there. Didn't appear to be a shooting foul. Katie is now in the bonus. George Ranch is now in the bonus here. Katie's got 7 fouls.
Longhorns by 7 with the first free throw by Limbrick with 1:48 left in the ballgame. Last one coming up. On its way and short off the front iron. Rebound, Casper Belater. To Justice Mouton. A lot of pressure by George Ranch. Tigers break it. Shot on its way by Jermaine Sims. No good. A rebound by Stephen Woods. Woods, a spin move. The layup, no good. Great move to the basket. Devin Davis with the follow. And that's no good. And off the Longhorns and out of bounds. 16 turnovers for George Ranch. Boy, that was a great move. Couldn't finish, though. That one off of Ezekiel Wandy's knee and out of bounds.
So Woods collects the ball after fumbling it here right past the free throw line. Gets into a spin move immediately, but the spin move takes him too far away from the basket to do the layup. And then 20 here comes under the basket and does an great offensive rebound here for George Ranch. Just can't finish the layup here.
All right, 1:08 left. Longhorns by 7. Drive on the basket, scoop layup, no good by Justice Mouton. Rebounded by Ezekiel Wandy and into the hands of Limbrick, and he's fouled by Mouton, his second.
Katie now trying to get into extending the game here. Fouling intentionally here with just under, literally inside the first second of the final minute of the game here.
First free throw by Limbrick is good. He's got four. Longhorn lead is eight. Next one on its way. Same result as last time off the front iron. Rebounded again by Casper Belater.
So that's two trips to the free throw line here. Both. He nails the first one and finishes short on the second. We'll have a lot to think about here going on to the next game.
Action here. Stolen away by George Ranch. Down to Devin Davis, and he can't complete the layup. And it's out of bounds. And Davis commits the... no foul there. I guess he's just raising his hand to say I committed that turnover. George Ranch is 17 on the night.
Great defensive play here led to an easy-looking layup for Davis here, but he just kind of pinned himself right inside the where the rim and the backboard was.
Bryce Purchase with the three-pointer, no good. The rebound by Wandy, and he's tied up. And the award will go to the Katy Tigers. 25 seconds left. Longhorns by eight.
Tigers will inbound under the basket.
Mouton will do that. Gets it into Bryce Purchase. Purchase out top to Tremaine Sims. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Rebound by Devin Davis. No, check that. Noah Thomason with the basketball. He pulled down that board, and he's fouled by Mouton, his third. Going to the free throw line with 27 points is Noah Thomason, leading all scorers here on the court tonight at George Ranch. Checking in, Cedric Martinez. Checking out, Casper Belater.
Well, it doesn't appear he'll go to for the single game record here for George Ranch. I believe he set that earlier this year with almost 40 points.
Free throw on its way. Bounces around and out. Rebounded by Connor Champion. Champion to Justice Mouton. Kicks it into the corner. Three-pointer on its way from Bryce Purchase. No good. Rebound by Wandy. He holds on to the basketball. And the Longhorns win their 11th game of the year in 12 starts, beating the Katy Tigers 58-50. We'll be back with the final stats. Charlie Jones will come on over and talk to us about this ball game. Final score again, George Ranch 58, Katy 50 from the ranch.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com. Pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. All right, back at Longhorns Gym. Longhorns a winner 58-50 over the Katy Tigers. And as always, Charlie Jones is here. And by the way, we really appreciate it. Win or lose, you always come over and talk to us. We appreciate that. So, 58-50, another wild game for you.
Like I said, I came over and talked to y'all, man. Sometimes you got to win the ugly ones, the tough ones, and it's better to win them and then go improve tomorrow than lose them and go improve tomorrow. So we can come in tomorrow and improve from that. Like I told you, Katy teams are going to be tough. They're not going to beat themselves. They're going to be disciplined. And I felt like we could have put them away a couple times, and we did made a couple bonehead mistakes. But I'm proud of them for fighting through adversity. They got down early, came back, and the guy came away with the win.
I'll tell you what, they had no answer for your 6'3 senior, Noah Thomason.
Yeah, we talked to him a lot this week about being aggressive, being assertive early, and we tried to give him some more breathers early in the game, and so he would be fresh at the end of the game, and I think he did a great job. He did what he was supposed to do, what a three-year varsity player is supposed to do.
And driving that left side and laying it up and in, he did that, four, five, six, seven times probably in the ball game.
He did it a lot. I don't even know what he ended up with, but he got to the paint. He made a couple threes. He got his teammates involved. He did a great job. And the bench came in. We played a lot of guys today, and everybody came in, and they played good minutes. Some kids played their first varsity minutes today and came in and did well. We played about 10, and we needed all 10 tonight.
DeLon Dean with a couple three-pointers in the fourth quarter, finished with 18. And then you had some points, Ori Limbrick with 4, Woods with 2, A.D. Harris with 2, the new one you were talking about, Dominic Dixon with 2, a free throw by Devin Davis, and Kalichi Ike with a basket.
Yeah, we can get everybody that gets in the game, make you feel like you're a part of the team. You know, no, we don't tell anybody you can't shoot the ball, so we can get points from everybody on the court, and makes us just that much more deadly later on in the year.
And that Mouton kid, Justice Mouton, was tops in his team with 16. He's a good player also.
He's a good player. We try to corral him. I think I told you earlier in the year, we try to keep one guy in double figures. I think they had the second person creeped in with double figures, but
they did.
I think he had 11. So we're close to our defensive goals, but we went 1 week without a game, you know, and it was tough early. Coach Russell does a great job with those guys. I know they're going to be tough in that district, and we just got to keep getting better every day.
All right, what's down the road?
Fort Bend Travis on Friday. Like I've been telling you all year, it doesn't get any easier. I mean, we're gonna be battle tested when district comes, so we got to be ready to play on Friday. We're going over to Hobson. It's a good tune up for if you make playoffs and you might play in a field house like that. So we're ready to play.
Yeah, and then on the road a week from tonight down in Clute with the opener in 23-6A with Brazoswood.
It's always tough to go down there to Clute and win. Coach Oliver does a good job down there, and you might be 11-1, 12-1, but when district starts, you're 0-0, so nobody cares about your record, so you just got to get out there and play good basketball, and the rest will take care of itself.
All right, congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right, that's Charlie Jones. Longhorns are 11-1. They go to Travis on Friday, and then, begin district play next Tuesday night in Clute against Brazoswood. Anything else to say there, Ryan?
I think the one thing I've watched Coach Jones' teams from the time I've been at the Herald is that I've really always been impressed with how well he constructs his rosters and just how disciplined he is with coaching these guys, that you can almost change out 1 through 5 every position and they can play those different spots. So it's almost like they always have this very high floor and play really solid basketball, but never kind of get enough guys rolling to make a huge difference and kind of make that climb in district, at least at the 6A level. I know they had a really strong run right at the end before they came up here. But I think now we're seeing a team that really is kind of finding their groove, and everyone knows their role. And Thomason is really kind of just being that focal point, that he's been around this program for forever now and really kind of shining early. So I really kind of expected, almost kind of looked at this team every year like, why can't they make a run? It just never seemed to materialize. But this year may be the time for them.
And you know, Charlie talked to us about this early on in the season. They do like to hold one guy or allow one guy to score in double figures and then contain everybody else. And I'm looking back in my scorebook while you were speaking. And, for instance, against Fur High School, Stephen Morris had 28 and the next guy had 9. And then you flip the page again against Katie Tompkins. Murray Grant had 20 and the next guy closest to him was B.B. Knight with 7. And so they're able to do that, and as they do that, they're, you know, putting together their 11-1 record.
I think the main thing you're going to look back at this George Ranch team and look at these wins they've had here and say, okay, well, that's, they don't look like maybe much now here but through the, once you get to the playoff run, this resume they're building right now is going to look really strong.
Thank you, Ryan. He's Ryan Dunsmore, the sports editor of the Fort Bend Herald. You can look for his game story tomorrow in the Herald. I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHS iRadio. Final score again, George Ranch 58, Katy Tigers 50. So long, everybody.